now Ion addresses the five bodies. Saying that the four bodies are merged into the mystery body, many sages understood this and had the damnedest time conveying it. They couldn't get to where people could digest it. Same problem as the Abrahams. They tell it and tell it and tell it, and it's the same since August 1985. People are picking it up, but how many times does Sylvia Brown has to be asked, when am I going to find my soulmate? We are so much into, quote, this is what you have to do. You have to have a book, have a woman to love you, to have children, beating us to death. Coming, so he's complaining that people are still requiring the puny stuff. Coming to our own divinity is the trick to pulling it into our experience. For he who has ears to hear, you can do it. It is doable. You have resources at your beck and call. If you had a way to know that, you can pull. If you had a way to know that you can pull from the spiritual realm to the physical, it's great. Who killed Kennedy? Robert Johnson. Holy shit. He names who killed Kennedy. Who killed Kennedy? Robert Johnson, CIA operative. He pulled the trigger. Who organized it? CIA, Hoover. I was just listening to Bobfest the other night and listening to me playing the Kennedy assassination for Eben, and it's the first time I heard them talk about Hoover. Just heard that 2 days ago in my own experience. So he's saying, who killed Kennedy? Robert Johnson, CIA operative. He pulled the trigger. Who organized it? CIA, Hoover. No, Hoover wasn't that smart. What level of CIA? Not Dulles. And Angleton, you know, Angleton is the movie Good Shepherd. You ever seen that movie with Max Damon? He plays James Jesus Angleton, the Good Shepherd. And the Dulles brothers were famous. So, Ion, now, the Evergreens told me Dulles didn't know. So, Ion is agreeing with the Evergreens. What level of CIA? Not Dulles and Angleton. In those days, they were worried about communists. Kennedy was going to expose the Federal Reserve, that there was no gold in the vault. His daddy was told 3 days before that John was going to be killed. Rose was told, too, and had to have electroshock to kill her memory of it. It was a direction. After that speech, the next speech after Dallas was Minneapolis, and the question was going to be asked about the Federal Express, and the Bouviers were not going to have it. Ian makes a big deal out of Jackie's family. They were involved in killing Kennedy because he was going to talk about the Federal Reserve. He's going to do it in the next speech. The president was shot. They got on Air Force One. Lyndon was made president. They flew the dead president and Lyndon and Jackie. The same group that was involved killed Bobby. Jackie ran to John's brother and said, they are killing the Kennedys. She told the truth. There were documents that were got a cool breeze chill in the room. Documentation held in a secure place that was controlled by Jackie. Very interesting place. Information that JFK's son got hold of. Went with Onassis because she was cut off and couldn't sustain the privacy of the information. The son got the information and had his magazine. And next thing you know, he dies in a plane crash mysteriously. Because of the amount of money left to him, he could have started a political run. Lady Bird knew it. The Baines was Lady Bird John. Who are the Baines?
Oh, that was the Mormon guy. The Mormon guy.
No, isn't it Lady Bird's daughter married? Who's Lucy Bain?
Yes.
Isn't that the daughter?
Yes, Lucy Baines Johnson. I thought it was Linda Baines Johnson, too.
Right, I think that's a relative of the Johnsons. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
family.
Lady Bird knew it. The Baines knew it. The Bouviers knew it. Lyndon didn't know it. Hoover didn't know it. It was above his pay grade. Now, there's where Ion is disagreeing with the Evergreens, if they're saying Hoover didn't know it. So that's I got jumped here. Oh, jumped ahead just a second. Now, the Ion gives a whole different thing about, I mean, I get a whole bunch of different details later from Ion about the assassination. It was very different from the Evergreens.
Well, you've been reading the Evergreens version? Is that what you...
No, I'm re-listening to Bobfest. I'm re-listening to Bobfest, where I play all this stuff, all my Evergreen sessions, and the Kenny session. I'm just going, I'm in hour 8.
Oh, okay.
136 hours left. Probably take me 6 months to do it. I do it when I'm washing the dishes. Okay, so where... Holy shit, he starts naming all these names, and maybe I better not say those names, but just going back up to where we were, I forgot about this. Now, he names... Hoover didn't know it. It was above his pay grade. Now, he gives a name of a guy who moved the operation. I'm not going to say that name. Before, and then it says, before the CIA had all their who, there was blanket coverage of FBI. The same would have happened to Barry Goldwater if he was elected. Ian later does a lot on Barry Goldwater. Adlai Stevenson, if he was made president, would have been murdered. The assassinations were necessary for control by the CIA. Play my way or you want to play. So the CIA, because in McLuhan terms, the word was making the market and the White House was becoming the center of reality, that's when the CIA had to take over the White House, you know, starting in 62, 63. So it didn't matter who would be president, they had to be assassinated because the CIA had to take their control of the word that makes the market. Goldwater would have reinstituted the gold standard. With Nixon, he wasn't playing ball, so they created Watergate. He was warned not to make that speech. Threatened him many, many times. Marilyn Monroe, etc. What about Bush Sr.? He would work with anybody. He was just a weak guy. They would have made a double of him. There are backups of most of the leaders. Example, when Ronald Reagan was shot, that was staged. He was up in about 3 days later. McLuhan said that the Global Village was so small you could have a small committee take over the planet. And then he says, he names that guy. Everybody took it over and in control until when? This afternoon. We're announcing on that day that we're taking over. They took over and we're in control until when? This afternoon. I took over March 80, 2009. I didn't even know it until today. No wonder we had an awesome session today. It was a precursor to this. Look, we didn't even bother going back to reading to find out what was said.
How did we get off on that?
You see, the Everys never said that to me. Bob, you've just taken over the world. They never said that. But that's pretty cool. McLuhan said that Gold Village was so small you could have a small committee take over the planet. He did say that. And they did take it over, and were in control until when? This afternoon. They know how to pull from the other side into their experience now. A handful got this some time ago, and they don't want it out because they would lose their magical ability. A brand new show, Kings, some show called The Kings. The acting is fabulous. Recommend, you know how I recommend a TV show?
Oh, I saw that, yes. I saw
Kings.
That, yeah.
Well, here they are recommending it. This is like the archetypal first reading, similar pattern to everything. They recommend a TV show or a singer. So the thing is that they're saying that these guys that took over, they got the power from the other dimension. Then Ian says, our movement is to release the people and bring in peace, not hold people in bondage. The drama of human consciousness still hasn't been decided. We don't know what will happen when people will tap into it. I ask if the guy who killed Kennedy, who organized it, is he dead? Ian says yes. Or they say it rhetorically. They go, blah, blah, blah. Is he dead? Yes. How tightly did he control and pass it on? It's within a group and not necessarily anything to do with family or passing on power. It's within the group. Then it says Wikipedia. I don't know why. Wiki. It says Wiki. Got to do a twist on ego. Id, ego, and superego are three parts of the psyche apparatus defined by Sigmund Freud. The three constructs of whose activity and mental life. It's downright impossible for four people to connect. When you say, quote, when I can find one other person, to get three is a big jump and four is very rare. Now, I used to quote Dave Worster saying that. Would I be saying this? It's very hard to do religion where they are beaten to death. And that is quite amazing, if I am saying that, that they're quoting me and me and Worcester. That seems to be what he says, when you say, so So he's saying to me, when you say, quote, when I can find one other person to get three is a big jump and four is very rare, four people in harmony. Worse used to say that. I used to say it. So he's saying that I said that. So he knows I say that. It's very hard to do religion where they are beaten to death with monotheism. The Trinity of the Catholicism is like the third man out. Source is telling me, not the whole wide world. Bob, I guess I say, do I say this? Bob, I guess they're addressing me. The spiritual fact of this power slash pleasure you are talking about is that you recognize that it doesn't matter who gets it. How much do we discuss the translation into a public level? What your books would be? Maybe, maybe not. The books would have to be sifted. You are calling to give us marching orders since we both are in this public sphere. That's an example of spirit talking to us. Are any of the evergreens there with you now? Do they have something to... I think that's maybe me talking. No, let's assume I'm saying this. The spiritual
that's
fact
you,
is this,
yeah.
Power, yeah, this power pleasure you are talking about is that you recognize it doesn't matter who gets it. How much do we discuss the translation to a public level? What your books would be? Yes, J.W. was trying to write books then. That's what happened in the late fall, a few months before this. He suddenly had this, he said, I'm getting so many ideas, Bob, I got to write this stuff down. So Ion was impressing on his brain, and he thought he had to write out, and we had to figure out, Carolyn offered to take the dictation, then we were going to get somebody else to do it, so all this book stuff was lingering there. And then it got erased when Ion showed up. But that's what this is about. Yeah. What your book, you were talking about books, J.W., maybe, maybe not, the books would have to be... I think this is Zion responding. Maybe, maybe not. The books would have to be sifted. You are calling to give us marching orders since we both are in this public sphere. No, maybe that's J.W. You are calling. Am I calling to give them marching orders? Am I saying that to them? You are calling to give us marching orders since we both are in the public sphere. That's an example of spirit talking to us. Are any of the evergreens there with you now? Do they have something to say to us? And then Ion or somebody, the Ion says, enlightened desire comes forth into the world on a prorated basis of understanding knowledge that they are contrived from. Prorated, in brackets, divided by some number. So enlightened desire comes forth into the world on a divided basis of understanding knowledge that they are contrived from. That's an Ionic statement. Then here's Ion commenting on how the evergreens went voot. The evergreens used to, Ion used to sort of make fun of the way Michael talked when the evergreens were coming through him. They used to go vroot, say a few words, and then go vroot. So they're explaining. The reason Michael was going vroot, because they were going, Oh, no, I'm saying that. Fought everything. Okay, so I guess I was saying vroot. The reason he was going vroot, I'm explaining to them, because they were going, I was understood they were going, like it was a pause, He absolutely, but Michael, the opposite of J.W., who didn't resist anything, Michael absolutely fought everything, unyielding, compressed gasp, a sausage grinder effect, kept poking him, and he would finally give up. I never would have said that. The process you did to him to get it in, it was the wanting of his partner, Philippa. That was Michael's wife at that time when they first were doing the evergreens. She wanted to experience it. She would have it no other way. The evergreens were pretty impressive. I don't think there's been many mediums like Michael. Was the Nazarene a medium or a merdium around? Was the Naz a merdium or a medium around him? Have there been phenomenal mediums in the past? Many. Was a lot of the thinking of the ancient cultures due to extraterrestrials? Define extraterrestrials. Talking about the Boodians. Evergreens talked about them. They observed us. A congregation of spiritual awareness from another space-time continuum parallel Earth. An experiment to see what molecular recognition, more like you describe, a viewing to see what we were up to. Lab mice scenario. Bob, can you give some statement on Michael? We're reticent to say about ET contact. Depends on receptivity of the culture. talking about contact. It has happened 1,195 times, but they could not see, so therefore they did not recognize. Bob, are they visible to be seen? I don't know, maybe I'm saying this. Are they visible to be seen today? If I look out my window. Okay, maybe I'm saying this. Are they visible to be seen today? If I look out my window, a spiritual vibration of your reality is based on your perception of that reality. Bob, is there a way to know if I'm perceiving? Only I can know? Now, Carolyn writes the Evergreen's answer. You are talking about as if it was moldy bread equals penicillin. There was always moldy bread. You have it, but you don't know it. Bob, it's hard to tell where my abilities are from 1 to 10. Some can have a glass of wine and feel nothing. Some can take a teaspoon of wine and get dizzy. Level of tolerance for that particular thing they are imbibing. I definitely wouldn't talk like that. So he's addressing me, I think. Then Bob, can the Evergreens read my thoughts? Now, I'm thinking I'm talking to the Evergreens. So I said, can you read my thoughts? Their answer, your thoughts come from your perception that you have thoughts. Your thoughts come from your perception that you have thoughts. Bob, so I have been seeing UFOs. I don't act it in myself. Gradually you have. Yes, that's right. I'll play games. The Evergreens say, we know. I go, how many Evergreens? Sections and rows. Dodeca. Now, maybe Carolyn didn't know about the phrase dodecahedron, but this is me asking the ion, thinking it's the Evergreens, how many Evergreens this time? Because they used to say there were 6,500. So they go, sections and rows, dodeca, rows and holes, approximately 640. That knowledge and that number and expression got through an angle and to another angle, becoming quadrilinear. Now, that makes no sense to me at that time. Ryan explains that better a couple of days later. But he's starting to say it. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
No, he's falling asleep. Okay.
No, we're wide awake.
All right. So, Bob, when I talked to the... Yeah, this must be the ion thing. When I talked to the Evergreens, there was a sense of a mission, but resistance that you wouldn't accomplish your work. Did you accomplish your work in the 30 years? Oh, no, I'm talking to the Evergreens. That's right. They've stopped. When I talked to the Evergreens, there was a sense of a mission, but resistance that you wouldn't accomplish your work. Did you accomplish your work in the 30 years that they were with Michael? Evergreens say, like you, we have no end. Bob, you said we have no end. Will you continue your work? Evergreens say, we are the same. Bob, I say, Willows could not bring in entities, but do the Evergreens offer the potential to talk to Frank Zappa or our parents? Now, this is interesting. JW was looking for a patent on Coldplay and found the Mirror patent attached to it, attached to the Coldplay patent. Why was it attached? Yeah, I never would have read this out 3 or 4 years ago. We weren't allowed to talk about this, but I have talked about it recently. It was the only way, so they answer, it was the only way that it could be transmitted without bringing the attention of the powers that be. So I go, thought it was connecting JW, but you were saying, and the Evergreens interrupt me and say, as you like it. Then I say, do you know George Renault? His son married Michael Blake Reed's niece. I bring him up because you knocked it out, Evergreens. George Renault at one point with Philippa Michaels. Right, it's talking about the Evergreens. When the second level of Evergreens came through to George Renault. George Renault at one point with Philippa Michaels' first wife. Evergreens 2 came through, and George said it was so powerful that when the Evergreens 2 came through, he thought it was real reality. And then I go, is that an experience you are familiar with? They say, yes, it is a lack of any resistance that is equivalent to the REM state of posthumous death. And I go, I would like to evoke the Evergreens 2 now. So now I'm taking advantage of the situation, and I want to experience the Evergreens 2 because I didn't get a chance when they were there back in 2004. So I go, I would like to evoke Evergreens now. Are they there? Evergreens say, yes. Then I go, I'm not experiencing the blinding effect of that. Why no effect? I start complaining. I'm not getting blasted like George George. Because of the plane of when you were asking, water line from 46 inches down to, you get high pressure, increase it 2 inches and you have no pressure. So receiving, depending on your status and capacity to receive, same as AC and DC are different. I go, why was George affected? He was not able to take the pressure? They say, you have to be able to ask and receive. Then I go, what advice for Carolyn to be the great physician? She's always had mediums. She's pretty good, and her work would be expansive. Everyone said, change the meme of being a doctor. Big diff in being a doc. Significant difference in being a doc and a great physician. Calculate the difference. Cannot heal that which is not sick. Cannot make sick that which is well. Those encompass that understanding of what it means to be known as a great physician. And I go, the meme of 2012, is that what people are experiencing now? The Evergreen says, no, it's a predicated experience. When the entire Earth and its revolutions turning on axis and orbit, when the constellations make full circle, will be 26,000 years. So there's the precession we were just talking about an hour or two ago. Add those together from your beginning is a complete cycle. This is what the Mayans knew. They recognized where the stars were in proximity to where they were. This full rotation was where the gauge was set on their ticking clock of time. Add those together from your beginning is a complete thought. I go, does it mean anything? Everyone said, they attached the meaning to it. Did the Mayans attach significance to it? Yes. Do the cultural memes seem odd? Everyone say, backwards from what reality is. Take a life and the last breath and run backwards to its conception. This is one of the first things that Ian would say. Take your life and start from your last breath and then look back to your life, to the beginning. So backwards from what reality is. Take a life and the last breath and run backwards to its conception. I say retina inverts life. Oh, yeah, your eyeball turns things upside down. Exactly, they say. So that's how we invert nature, and the Evergreens say, or Ion, and excuse their reality. Then they say, your understanding is a little off. Life in our position is not ipso facto. If you didn't have to invert the optic nerve to catch a refraction of light in a sight, it would turn inside out to be able to pick up that beam of light. Well, that's interesting, an explanation of that. Let's read it again. Life in our position is not ipso facto. If you didn't have to invert the optic nerve to catch a refraction of light in a sight, it would not have to be turned inside out to be able to pick up that beam of light. Seeing can be done without eyes. So it sounds like because you have eyes, you have to invert it. Then I say, culture imposes maps on the culture. Evergreens, yes, but to the next level, it's not. Develop that more and you lose that place. Pinpoint on a map or back up to Occam's razor. Now, the Evergreens used to talk a lot about Occam's razor. So there's me thinking, well, oh, this is the Evergreens. Occam's razor came up in our first reading, my very first reading with the Evergreens. The Occam's razor came up. The Evergreens say, we remember. But it's really Ion. In our first session, I guess I'm saying, in our first session, in this new context, you brought it up. Evergreens, they don't create technology, they experience them. Then I go, how did speech begin? Evergreens say, speech or communication. Why wasn't it telepathical? Many oftentimes things get off on the wrong perception. I say, speech was the first distortion. Evergreens say, we too, or the Evergreens too, will provide you with a larger understanding. You have to get it or receive it. Evergreens, your first questions were asking directions about different individuals, and the answers we gave was it's easier to look backwards to your beginning or to look toward the future. It's backwards. We answer, so it's easier to look backwards to your beginning rather than to look toward the future. We answer the question, and it's appropriate, but in your world it seems backwards because there is no limitation here. In context, it's easier to describe your world from now back then to the future. It's easier to describe your world from now back to the beginning than to the future. We can answer them, but you will not understand them. You say EG1 can, but EG2 cannot answer beyond your understanding. EG2 is a conducive extrapolation of, quote, your understanding, unquote. I go, EG2s are distorted? They say, no, it's crystal clear. The answer you get is a large dimensional. The answer you get is a larger dimensional transition than the average person can assimilate, more than you can swallow. You call this forth. This is yours for no other reason. It becomes co-creation at its finest to know you have access to this dimension. Hey, you get that? I have been told that I have more than gold with this access. You call this forth. Yeah. The answer you get is a larger dimensional transition than the average person can assimilate, more than you can swallow. You call this forth. This is yours, Bob, for no other reason. It becomes co-creation at its finest to know you have access to this dimension. Then I go, I'm proud of my ability to be open to all possibilities. The Evergreen said, Your mother knew that. Then I go, did I get more of my character from my mother? And the Evergreen say, tried and true reality, if it's not in his possession and authority, is not. Now, what the fuck does that mean? Simple question. Did I get more of my character from my mother? Tried and true reality, if it's not in his possession and authority, it is not. Wow. I don't know what that means. Typical ion. That's the first discombobulated sentence, or combobulated sentence, that ion can say. So then I mentioned a disease that my mother got, and the Evergreen said, she did not. She did not get that. I go, a cognition of herself more than disease? And they say, it was the way her mind actuated to her environment. What was the problem in the environment that created that, I asked them. The Evergreen say, a reference made from her family that did not allow her to be in her more perfect physical form. Specifically a sister. She was a twin that didn't live. My mother absorbed her twin. Who's saying my mother? Maybe I'm saying that. My mother absorbed her twin. She was always divided amongst herself. Never complete. I remember the ion telling me this later. Never complete. The part she instilled in you was the ability to see things not as they are. Not to be sidetracked that you understand things. She wanted understanding, and you were the opposite. I didn't want understanding. You get that, Carol? My mother absorbed her twin. She was always divided amongst herself, never complete. The part she instilled in you was the ability to see things not as they are. See, that's why I get everything all backwards. This is a great advantage today. Not to be sidetracked that you understand things. She wanted understanding, and you were the opposite. That's why you don't have children. Completion. You come from us knowing that the contrast she experienced would be the perfect match to allow you to increase your ability and capacity to understand that which is not understood. I learned everything from her mother. I became the opposite of my mother. She wanted understanding. Okay, well, I'm a kid. I'm going to go the opposite of my parents. I'll go to not understanding anything. This is how, if you guys want to have ion come into your life, you want to have your own personal ion, start that path. Do not want to understand anything. That's how you get it. All right?
Okay.
Take that as a hint I gave you.
Okay.
Or
yes.
Not. You
or
came
not.
From us. You came from us knowing that the contrast she experienced would be the perfect match that would allow you to increase your ability and capacity to understand that which is not understood. So did we set this up before birth? Everyone say, or Ryan says, you orchestrated in the non-physical as the perfect aligned path of least resistance. She had questions all her life, meaning my mother, and something in her spirit that could not resonate with the absorption of the twin. So had DNA left and ran DNA tests, you would find chromosomal differences which left her physically incomplete, never been picked up. Her child became the complete receptacle of the expression of what was completable in her world. And when you came forth to your mother, you understood that completing process. So my mother was so fucking incomplete that allowed the complete person to come forth. Yours truly. Her child became the complete receptacle of the expression of what was completable in her world. And when you came forth to your mother, you understood that completing process. Bob, and not having children. I knew not to have children. Evergreens, her fear or lack of ability to calculate what your expression would be if the identical thing were to happen to you. She saw it as the problem and picked up on that. Therefore, your expression would eliminate that expression of her wanting. Bob didn't want a deformed child. That was her wanting. In your DNA, you would have completed RNA strands. Oh, there's the RNA. In your DNA, you would have complete. I would have completed RNA strands. When you conceive sperm and egg, you have RNA strands, which would show a twin. So it could be exposed to a handicapped child or twins with one that wouldn't live. Transmuted fear. So are they saying that I did not want to have children because I thought I'd have the twin problem my mother had?
Something like that.
That's really interesting.
Now, apparently I did have a brother, but that was a miscarriage. So I go, a brother? And then the Evergreen said, before Bob. Then Carolyn says, that must have been hard on her. And then she lived in a tremendous world of fear, I say. Evergreen, she overcooked her ducks. Carolyn says, it was never complete. Mother lost a sister but didn't realize it being alive. The Evergreens. The souls were joined out of lack. They were in lack before they joined. Comes from his grandfather, Thomas, on the father's side. There was a killing, and it was a pretty dramatic problem that went through the family. They could not take their power because the shame of Thomas would follow. He had the polio gene problem. Issue was when he was 5 years old, when he went to live with grandparents. Her name was Emma. The fear was developed and birthed in him, and therefore your mother became the perfect soulmate in the same vibrational place. They both bred the same issue. I say total biology. Evergreens. The gene splicing pool at work refers to the false premise. Each cell does not perfectly replicate itself, only based upon by the spirit man. The invocation of a stress or pressure will be flourishable, but doesn't have to be. Historically, if you do a medical history, they don't get concerned about you unless there's a suicide on two sides or suffering mental illness or hypertension or DM or epilepsy. Sometimes activated because you are told it runs in your family and activates the process of fear because you take their word. You have to activate it within you, buying into the creation for it to have an effect on you. If you give it no notion, it's not your experience and a false premise. So I'm not following this exactly. Total of biology. I gave my water... terror ancestor story. Okay, so that's Carolyn talking. Evergreen, that's a perfect example of how non-physical acts with physical and overcome and changes the biological sciences of your experience. So, Carolyn, they're saying here something about total biology. They're correcting it or something.
No, I'm just.
Okay, so I say it's a broader idea than Freud and Jung. Evergreen say, if you get ahead of yourself, they don't believe you anyway. Then I say, we now have a fuller realization of what is affecting us. Ion, yes, if it is your wanting. Will there be a them versus us or not? Yes, the first. There will be a them versus us. Come into their knowing, and the physical, spiritual man in them will set them apart from their lineage, DNA, evolutionary, or living in a coal mine, etc., where the cells perfectly replicate. I say, can these two attitudes live together with Coldplay or cold fusion? Yes, there is no frictionless energy. There is an order that has not been solved, is being solved, that will allow protons and electrons to create electricity that can be used without any cost. So they're talking about the Coldplay right there. And this will allow coexistence? Evergreens, if that is their wanting. Like every true gift from source, it has to meet their wanting. There could be a lot of fights in medicine, I ask. That consciousness will be where it is, says Ion. Now, I start quoting the Evergreens here about fractionalization. That's something they used to say. So I think I'm talking to the Evergreens, so I talk about what you call the fractionalization allows more freedom. 100 years ago, mass consciousness dominated. Evergreens, mass consciousness has always been, but now there are all kinds of aberrations. The same mass consciousness that allows for perfectly innocent people to be incarcerated. They allow that. Would McLuhan comment? I ask. Evergreens, it would do what the meme created to allow this new understanding and tricked into thinking what they are supposed to think. Like I said. Evergreens, McLuhan, I had never-ending resistance. So I think, yeah, so now McLuhan speaks. I had never-ending resistance. I go, is that why you were Catholic? He says, like my mother. He wasn't. And I say that he was not a Catholic. He kind of faked it. And I go, so, but he wasn't. And the Evergreens say, and that's the joke. When I say Evergreens, I mean Ion. And that's the joke. Then I ask something about Mary. I won't read that part. That's where I realize, holy shit, this is McLuhan, because he knew something about Mary that only I knew. And so that's discussed here. I won't read that. What is this? Not my reason. I had the right to match with authority.
Hey, Bob.
Yes. What?
I just want to chime in very quickly to say I appreciate this, and I have to go, but I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest.
Is this Robin awesome. Talking?
No,
Madeline.
Oh, Madeline. You had quite, it was worthwhile showing up today, wasn't it, Madeline?
Yeah, I will definitely be listening to this archive again.
Yeah, no, that whole session with Carol was pretty awesome.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
And what you're doing now is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Amazing.
But you're saying, Madeline, you don't know what happened there?
No, I have to listen to that. Was so, it was complicated.
Very profound.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it several times. That's something to listen to, figure it out, and then you'll understand what Ian said before.
Right.
When we get it in fragments. You know, we get it all pretty well mapped out there.
It seems like a huge deal. Yeah.
Okay, well, very good. We'll talk to you later then.
Yeah.
Okay, Madeline, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Madeline. Hey, I'm going to sign off too, but I'll probably check back in the morning.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Okay, so back to what we're reading here. So we're talking about Mary. So I'm skimming through the Mary part. He looked after so I bring up Walter Boward. So I say after talking about to McLuhan and then about Mary, I go, Walter Boward. And the Ion says, inferences and references to all the wives is a bit out of control. Now, that's a really accurate statement about Walter Boward. That's incredible. You know, this is where I'm starting to get impressed with what I'm talking to, because they're nailing it on McLuhan and Boward. Inferences and references to all the wives is a bit out of control. That was a problem that Walter had with all his ex-wives. Then I go, James Martinez would say, blah, blah, blah. I can't say that. And then Boward comes through and speaks about his death. And then I say, you can see what we're doing on the radio. Is what you were saying accurate? And I guess Boward says, you were trying to run a platform, constantly raising the bar to a higher level. Go slower for the people who want to catch up and not lose those who are there. Broaden your perspective. Don't become maniacal, but a source of their own power, even if vicariously. Don't eliminate your audience by your experience, or you'll be forced to a new station. Well, and we were. No, we had. We'd already been. Wait a minute. That's March. Oh, yeah, we were forced. No, that was in 2008. We stay there. But we were forced the year before. But that's because the guy who ran the station couldn't take us. So we all agree with that, eh? I just keep moving forward. and the audience is left behind. I didn't take
right
Walter's
there.
Advice, did I?
What? No, you didn't.
I say to him,
you know,
I say I wrestle with that. Good advice, Walter.
Yeah.
And then
but
I talk
you
about
still got to do it your way.
Yeah, but Ian, he keeps it simple, or Carolyn does, or somebody does. I'm sure somebody did. We wouldn't have the legions of listeners we have today if
Absolutely.
We didn't do it. So I say to Walter, I met with James Martinez and Galena, and my chart, and you, Walter, told me my tiny note chart would get more complicated. And talking to you here, how James interpreted you, is that accurate? Now, I'm referring to how James channeled Walter, some kind of channeling. And I said, is James Martinez, was he accurate in his channelings of you? Walter says, the guts were right. Your chart doesn't have anything to do with your destiny. You can't become into a place of more complicated. No more dusty than you allow dust. It won't be your chart that muddies the stream, and if people get it and you call them successful, never made reference to a chart. Change that as I go. That's why I stunned you, because it was not my reality. Find it very difficult becoming non-physical and set someone else's presence on the physical realm of astrology that is going to muck you up. How does that apply? So I don't know what Bowert's saying there, really. Never made any reference to a chart. He changed it as he went. Find it very difficult becoming non-physical and set someone else's presence on the physical realm of astrology that is going to muck you up. How does that apply? So I go, so what you said through James, and then Walter says, he just tangled it up. Nobody said anything about a damn chart. If you want your life to be more complicated, okay. So I don't know, Bowert getting mad here. I did feel I learned that time. Help to explain was that time is affected on this plane by the astral more than humans realize. And I was beginning, so I don't know what I'm saying there. Ion or Bowert says, you can affect how time is regarded in the physical plane. I go, yes, I remember that. You did not complicate it, try as you might. I'm assuming that's still Bowert. Then I said, James wants to be... What?
I think he's got your number.
Well, Walter didn't have a fucking clue. This is just Walter getting his first LinkedIn. I nail Walter later. Let's not assume this is the end of the fight. The fight continues.
I wouldn't begin to think that.
Well, Walter said through James that my chart would get more complicated. See, this is what's odd. My chart, he told me, and when I was with James and Galena in May 2008 on our way to Hawaii, Bowert had died in December 2007, and James was channeling Walter. Walter said my chart would get way more complicated. Here it sounds like he's saying it's becoming too complicated. So there's a contradiction there. This is what he's saying a year later almost about this, complaining about the complication. So I go, James wants to meet with your son, Wolf. And then Bowert says, never. Why would there need to be a confrontation on a false presence? Or maybe false premise. Maybe Carolyn got that wrong. How will I help James out of that? How is that your problem? Now that's what Ian would say. You know, it's not your problem. And then I say, Margot discovered your diaries, and you were followed by a familiar spirit. Is that Margot's projection? Apparently in Walter's diaries, he felt he was possessed by a spirit or something, a familiar. Is that Margot's projection? Walter says, the premise was incorrect. My expression and private thoughts were just that. I ask him, did you feel a familiar? Yes, but it was positive. A demon? It would uncover her own sensitivity and her fear of schizophrenia that had plagued her all her life. Then I said, I interviewed Peggy at Mellon for 13 hours. They have not, what's this? Talks about the recordings. The daughters have not listened to the recordings, which is what we made. We made the recordings. For Peggy wanted to leave a letter to her daughters. So I will not say what Walter says there. Then the time with the daughters, did they get their guidance from you? I hope so. How long do you have to be hit over the head with a brick? I won't read that. Got a lot of that. Mostly good feel. So, Carolyn says it's coming up to 5 hours. I didn't realize. This is 5 hour session. So, it looks like... Is JW waking up? Is this JW? I got a lot of that. Most of it I could feel it in blocks of thought. When you would change, and I could feel that I couldn't speak slow enough, and in my mind I couldn't speak fast. When you went to the second part, I remember going exponential. I said, were you a bit unconscious? Several times. Like dreaming? Everything just stopped. The fans just went whoosh, slow motion. Not like a dream. When I dream in the land of Oz, it is like electric color. And that's the end. So I guess we woke up JW he's describing a bit the experience. He used to talk about the blocks of thought later. And he used to say he would get banker's boxes. So if someone asked a question, all these boxes with the data, and he'd have to rifle through the boxes, finding the answer, and pull out the written answer, and then Ian would say it. That was his perception in the first year. So he's saying that right here, blocks of thought. And then he said, when you would change, and I could feel that I couldn't speak slow enough, and in my mind I couldn't speak fast. I said, is it like dreaming? He says, everything just stopped. The fans just went whoosh, slow motion, not like a dream. When I dream in the land of Oz, it is like electric color. Now, I think JW is partly colorblind, so when he dreams, it's in color, but that's not his normal perception. So there's now the sentence when JW says, let's do it again, I said, why? He says, it felt like a constant orgasm. I don't know when that was said. Carolyn has not typed that down. That might have said after she stopped typing. So there were some parts of that meaning part that were a bit confusing, talking about my mother and father. So, I guess that's it. What do you think?
I think it's incredibly interesting.
Yeah. It's, you know, like JW goes on to do this incredible stuff because Ian says he allows anything to happen. He's out of it for about a year. He had no sense of what was going on. He didn't know what was being said.
Mm.
But then he started to perceive it slightly a day or so later. He started to download it. So I can't tell. And this is the way it was in the first week or so. I didn't know whether it was JW talking or Ion or what. It was oscillating, it seemed, back and forth. But eventually, it was not a question. It seemed to be not JW from eventually. Because we would tell JW what Ian said, and he'd say, well, what? You know, like he'd be surprised at what we were saying.
Mm. When you were talking about the evergreens, was Ian, like, rechanneling the evergreens?
No, Carolyn thinks we're talking to the evergreens. That's what the premise was, oh, these ghosts around you, Dr. Beter came through. Dr. Beter said, say hi to Bob.
Yeah,
I used to talk to Dr. Beter. So Carolyn, in writing the notes, anytime Ion spoke, she'd put ECS forever.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So sometimes I get lazy and say the evergreens say, but it's actually always Ion.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. But we don't know that. We don't know that until the next day or so.
That's why my question was there, because I couldn't quite figure out You know, if Ion was there, and then Walter, then he brought Walter Boart in to talk to you at the same time.
That seemed to happen.
Okay.
That's what brought McLuhan in and then Boart. So
uh-huh.
I'm asking the Evergreens. I'm thinking, oh, this is pretty good. I'm talking to the Evergreens. Okay, I want to experience the Evergreens too that George experienced. And then they go on about, well, you can't experience it unless you're ready. Later. But that's Ion talking about it, not the Evergreens.
Right. I understand that, yes. But when it's written down, it still says Evergreens. So that when you're reading it back, anybody that listens to this later will think the Evergreens and Ion are there, both of them at the same time. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Near the end, it started to be me talking to the Evergreens and asking them, "Oh, you're the Evergreens."
And then Ion answering. It was like you were asking the Evergreens a question, and then Ion would come and have an answer.
But sometimes Ion would say, "Well, Michael, you know they." They said Michael didn't know what was going on, or no, Michael resisted everything. That's what the Ion says about that.
Right.
So there are things said here that Ion tells me later a lot more about the Evergreen. So this is a spattering of all the different things that Ion can talk about. It's what we get here. It's like a preview of all the things that we would go into many hours in detail. So he could bring through people. He could talk about your parents. He could talk about what Michael was going through, channeling the Evergreens. He could talk about the president, talk about the Kennedy assassination. A lot of things were touched on here. And read
them. Yeah, I can.
I forgot that they said all this stuff in the first session.